Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Israelis have tangible evidence that the state of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. That's the headline. In a moment, David Dolan will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's going to be an excavation starting this summer of the location where the Ark of the Covenant was there at Kiryat Yearim, which is between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Highway Number 1 up to the north of that, which is where King David, 2 Samuel chapter 6, went to retrieve the Ark of the Covenant, bring it into Jerusalem to put it in the temple. But at the same time, some officials, some Jewish officials at the Temple Institute saying, we need to start building a third temple. Quite interesting stories, just to comment on those two stories.
Well, it is interesting, Jimmy, and I lived a couple months real close to Kiryat Yearim. A close friend of mine who's a Christian heads the Master's College in California. They have an extension campus in the hills of Judea, just outside of Jerusalem. I'm very, very close to that, so I know the site very well. And it's only been partially excavated. It's like they say in Israel, you put a shovel down to build a new parking lot, and you find an ancient civilization or an ancient church or an ancient synagogue or something, and it's so often happened. This was the last known place for the Ark to rest, so, I mean, it was in Jerusalem after that, but the thought that they may have taken it back there, you know, when the exile took place, they're going to dig, and it's just going to be exciting to watch. And Jimmy, the 33 years I lived in Israel, all the news reports I did for CBS and others, the most exciting were those periodic stories about, hey, new discoveries near the Dead Sea. By the way, they're looking at new caves down by the Dead Sea also that they think may contain new documents. We may find a whole other copy of the ancient Bible, the Hebrew Bible there or something. I mean, nobody knows. I heard one of the archaeologists this week on television say, you know, we just are thrilled because every time we go out and look, we find evidence that we were here. Our ancestors were here. And as Prime Minister Netanyahu said at the press conference with President Trump, we are Jews. Our name comes from Judea because we come from here. You know, we're not occupiers. We're not foreign invaders. We're not apartheid colonists that went into South Africa somewhere. This is our ancient homeland. So it's exciting to watch this.
David Dolan with details on the evidence which states the state of Israel does indeed belong to the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Do you know that there are 38 passages of Scripture that deal with the biblical borders of the state of Israel? Genesis chapter 15 tells us that the land will extend from the Nile River in Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River that actually runs through Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Kuwait. The land of Israel in the future will be 10 times what it is today according to the Bible. However, until the Messiah, Jesus Christ, comes, the Islamic world will fight to keep the Jewish state from expanding to its biblical borders. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...